Okay. So we are going to start Igeres HaKodesh, Igeres Ches. Got it?
Yep.
So here he's going to talk about a very fascinating component to Tefillah. I think he quoted, last time we learned, he quoted this Chazal two times ago, that Rebeleze Yoiv Pruta La'ani V'Hadamatz, the remote of the quote to the Tanya, that Rebeleze would first give a coin, would give money to a poor man, and then he would daven. So what's the derinya? So he's referring here to what we say in the Berachas Yetzirah, that Hashem is Zereya Tzedakos and Matzmiach Yeshuas. Hashem plants Tzedakah, and then he grows Yeshua. Yeshuas. Sounds a little bit metaphoric. So, what's the shaykhis to planting and tzedakah? K'mashik siv, the Gemara darshins on the pasuk zira lachem litzedakah. So you see that zriya, planting, is shaykh to the mitzvah of tzedakah. What's the relationship? Is yuvan api mashal mechazal? The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Elazar, you have fruit of loni v'adamatz, that he would first give money to a poor man and then he would daven. Tachsiv, says the Gemara, ani b'tzedek, I will see your face with tzedakah, with tzedek. Pirish, ki giloi eleikusa yizbarach. Mamish, echze ponecho, he's saying here, that a person during davening can attain a level where he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that level of revelation of godliness, hamizgala b'machshavtoi shel adam, that's able to be revealed in a person's thoughts, b'kavanosai, and his focus, b'tvilosai, and his davening, kol chad l'fum shiru delay, each person according to his own shir, so don't be delusional about this, each person has their own level of whatever is beyond the norm that they're able to attain during davening, who b'toiras, tzedakah v'chesed me'ashem, that comes to the person on the level of an act of charity, or if you will, a flow of kindness from Hashem, me'olam v'ad olam al yireyav, as the pasuk says, from one world to the next, and it's showered upon those who fear Him. And he's translating here that yireyav refers specifically to people who want to daven correctly. Okay, those are the people who are yireyav. Kaloimar. So what's he saying here? So he's saying that there's a special gift that takes place during davening. She'or Hashem Ein Sof Baruch Hu. That this infinite energy, this Or of Hashem, Hameir L'mayla B'Olamos Elyonim, that can only illuminate above in the celestial worlds, B'Ha'ara Rabba, in a overwhelming illumination, B'Bchinas Gilui Rava Atzum, in such an overwhelming, great, powerful way. To what degree? Ad she'be'emes hein b'teilim b'metzius, that the worlds above cease to exist. Meaning, just like when you see something come into close proximity of a very, very intense light or an intense heat, that it ceases to exist. So too, those things that are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are b'teilim b'metzius, there are literally have no value or standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are completely absorbed into the Or Hashem. What are we referring to? So he says very simply, what kind of Or can a person be able to access? I was reading last night that some Talmidim of the first Bel Zeruv, Shulam of Bells, were in Bells for, I think, for Yom Kippur. And the Bel Zeruv said, V'gam miknenu yelech imanu, like right before Tekiah Shofar or whatever it was. It was very, either before Kol Nidre, before Tekiah Shofar. V'gam miknenu yelech imanu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Parai, even our animals are going to go with us. And then he said, Baruch at Hashem, the Kedem Elochim, Hashikichonu, B'mitzoyze, V'tzivonu, so nobody had any clue what was going on. So they traveled from there, they came to Primishlan. Her mayor Primishlan used to speak about himself in third person. So he said, No, what did the Belzeruf say for his... As soon as they walked in, he said, what did the Belzeruf say this year for his drasha before the Kir Shafer? So they said, funny you should ask. He said this pasuk, "Gam miknenu yelech imanu," and nobody had any idea what it is. So he said, "Ma'iro will tell you what he said." He said there was a gzera this year in Shemayim against Klal Yisrael, and there was going to be a terrible plague that was going to wipe out the youth of Klal Yisrael. And the tzaddikim came, and they went up during their tefillas, and they were mevatel the gzera. The gzera was switched to the animals. So. But first, the language he said is that when Meidel was davening, so I wanted to take a walk, a spazier. So I took a spazier up in the heavenly realms. That where else is there to go during davening? So when I came up during davening into those Echoles, I saw that Gzeira. He said, and Meidel saw that Shulim likes flesh on Shabbos and Yontif, and he didn't want the Gzeira to... go upon the animals. He said, "Vigam miknenu yelech imanu." I'm taking the animals with us. So the gzeira ended up going against the fowl. And Taka, that year there was a terrible gzeira against the geese and the chickens. So during davening, there are those who know what they're doing are able to spazir even an animal. That's what he's talking about. They're mamish able to take a walk up in the heavenly realms. So he's saying, what kind of realms? We're referring to those chambers, Imam Malachim, Vaneshames, together with the angels and the souls, Shabahan, that are in those chambers. If you look in the Kabbalistic Sidurim, you see that in the various sections of davening, you have the different chambers and the different levels, Eilam Atzilus, Eilam Abriya, Eilam Asiya, you have the different places. So each one of those things are enumerated in davening, and that's what a person is supposed to be able to attain access to during those sections of davening. Those levels that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were able to establish for us. Is Hine Misham Meir Ha'ayr Kitoiv Le'elam HaShafal Hazeh. So for people who want to attain this, to those who are Yireyav, from there the light illuminates to this lowly world. Al yirei Hashem v'choish v'shemay. To Elach Yidin, hachveitzim la'avdai. This is what it takes here. It doesn't take Ruach HaKodesh, it doesn't take the knowledge of the Kisvei Ari. It takes yirei Hashem hachveitzim la'avdai. Jews who want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'avodah shebelev zu tefillah. This is what it takes. Somebody who really wants to serve Hashem in davening. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, "VaHashem Yagia Choshki," Hashem will illuminate my darkness. That means that Hashem in davening is going to illuminate the darkness that we live in all the time. During davening, He lifts those veils so that a Jew has access to the lights that exist in the chambers above. Again, if he was writing the Kabbalistic jargon, if he was writing about Madregas in Kabbalah, he would have written that. He's saying this is true, that during davening we can access places that we have no business going. Now, the yirida, the descent of these illuminations to this lowly world, nikras b'shem chesed Hashem, it is referred to as the kindness, the chesed Hashem. Why? Hamechune b'shem mayim, because chesed is referred to as water, and we know about water that it is yored memakim gevaya lemakim namach. Water always collects at the lowest place, and this world is the lowest world. So that's why it's referred to as chesed, and that's what we're going to be able to access during davening b'chesed Hashem mei olam v'ad olam, from the worlds above to the worlds below. Next paragraph. Meinei. Mudazois. Everybody knows. This is well known. Sheyesh lemayla gam ki midas ha'gvura v'atzimtzum. We know that even in the worlds above, the very fact that there are worlds that are one higher than the other, one lower than the other, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu contained His presence. L'tzamtzem l'hastir o'ri yizbarach, that He concealed levels of His infinite energy. L'bal yizgala d'tachtoinim. That's how you have tachtoinim. You have tachtoinim because Hashem withholds his illumination from the lower world, right? So if that's the case, how do you access these iris that are beyond the limitations of this world or any world below, wherever it is? And so in the Olam HaYetzirah, you can't access whatever's available in Olam HaTzilus. It's just not, that's the way it is. That's the structure. Therefore, he teaches us, HaKoyl Tolu Yibisirusa Dilisat. It is all dependent upon what type of energy we generate here below. She'ima Adam Misnaig Bechsidus. If a person conducts himself with chasidus, meaning lehashpia chayim v'chesed, to give to others life and kindness, that's what chasidus is. Is kach ma'ir lemaila. If here in this world we bestow our kindness upon others, then we arouse in heaven the same attribute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to give to those who are less worthy. This is the language of Chazal. That with the attribute that a person conducts himself with others, that's how heaven will conduct himself with him. So that would seem to be fair. However, he says it's not true. Stimmt nicht. Why not? The reward for doing chesed with others is not consistent with the action. Because that would be consistent. You want to say fair is fair. I'm giving another person life. I'm giving them money, I'm giving them food, I'm giving them clothing, I'm giving them shelter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward me, Mida Keneged Mida, with Olam Haba. That's fair. That's Mida Keneged Mida. Aval loy lashpia lechai ha'oras oren soiv. But not to give infinite, meaning Olam Haba is limited, right? But to go and allow the person to be able to access the infinite Oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's way beyond what the person did to deserve it. Bar Hashem Mamash, up to the top of Kuf Yud Gimel. Sheyoyev Yagia Chashkai, that he should illuminate the person's darkness, Ba'avodah Shebelev Zu Tefila, that a person should have this type of illumination during davening. Shubchinis Madregas Tshuva Yilah Kenayda. This is the level of Tshuva Yilah. So we've got to pause a minute. What in the world is he talking about? Why is he throwing in here Tshuva Yilah? Where does that relate to anything we're talking about? So we know that there are two levels of Tshuva. There's that which is called Tshuva Tata, a lower form of Tshuva, and then there's Tshuva Yilah, which is the higher form of Tshuva. So in Igeres HaTshuva, when we learned it way back when, 40, 50 years ago, he told us that Tshuva Tata is when a person does Tshuva for their Averis. When a person sins and they repent, that's tshuva tata. Tshuva ilah is when a person is able to restore their neshama to a place that it existed before it ever came down and was separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tshuva to the ilah, tshuva to the highest source, back to its heavenly place before it was connected. So he's saying that what we can attain in davening is not tshuva, meaning to rectify what we did wrong. Much deeper, much higher, much greater than that. We're able to restore our neshamas to the place where they were before they were ever separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's far greater, far deeper than the rewards that we're going to get in Olam Haba for our mitzvahs. He says, I'll prove it to you. Because Chazal tells us, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that one moment in this world of tshuva and ma'asim tovim is better than all the world to come. Now, do the math. Doesn't. How can that be? How can 1 hour here be worth more than all the reward in Olam Haba? Unless pshat is that because when a person's doing tshuva yilah and ma'asim tovim, he's connected to something that's much greater than Olam Haba, right? So that's what we're able to access like I write elsewhere at great length. Olam Haba is a very limited place. It's good to motivate you to want to do some mitzvahs, but mitzvahs itself is much greater than that. And one of the proofs that he brings is all the time when you give a person a reward or a punishment, the reward and the punishment is always going to be less than the action itself. You don't say, if you bring me a nickel, I'm going to reward you with a dollar. That's ridiculous, right? The action has to be worthy. If you do such and such, which is valuable to me, so I'll give you, if you bring me a dollar, I'll give you a nickel. Right? That makes sense. So if the reward for Torah mitzvahs is Olam Haba, clearly Torah mitzvahs is worth much more than Olam Haba. That's just a side reward. Next paragraph. So he's asking a Bam Kasha. How is it that by giving money to an ani before davening, a person is able to access all these iris, these infinite iris, during davening? So shtipnish, it's not a midah connected midah. Acha inyan. Vaderech Moshe. So let's use Taka the parable. He says that we say in davening, Zireya tzedakah is that planting tzedakah. So let's use the concept of Zriya. I don't know if what he's going to say is scientifically sound, but I really don't care. When a person plants seeds, or you plant, is like grasses, or you plant a seed, a garin, because the stalks that grow from the seed, ve'ilan, or the tree you pay roisav, and their fruit me'agarin, from the seed that you're planting, einan mehuson ve'atzmuson shela zera ve'agarin klal, they are not the essence. It's not like where you take an onion. You take an onion and you stick a small onion into the ground, it grows. It grows into a bigger onion. That's not the case with seeds. Seeds, when you plant them, if you ever watched what happens, is the seed rots. It ceases to exist. The moment that it ceases to exist, the sprout comes and it grows. So what's going on? So Bishlam, you take a root and you put it in and it grows a bulb and it grows. The bulb is growing into the plant. What's going on when you plant the seed? So he says it's not, the plant is not the essence of the seed. Because the essence of the seed, the physical structure, rots. It ceases to exist. What was that? What makes it grow? Is it is the power of growth that exists in the soil. It is that power that exists in the soil that really makes the tree and the plants grow. So if that's the case, what's the function of the seed? Why doesn't earth grow apple trees? Right? Rock. Earth and its power cannot attain, it cannot actualize its potential, unless you first put in the seeds that cease to exist, they rot in the earth. And they release and they are able to decompose all of their properties in that power of growth that exists in the soil. And those two powers combined, the power that exists in the seed and the power that exists in the soil, combine. And they unify and become one. The nutrients, the minerals that are in the ground, and the potential of the seed come together. So now that releases the power that exists in the soil to come to fruition. And the soil is able to release all of its nutrients and all of its minerals. The gadol shibaydes kein azera, that it's able to grow plants similar to the seed. But from planting just one seed, you can get many plants. You can get thousands, tens of thousands of fruits on one tree. What's more, so clearly that's much more than the seed. What's more, we got Musim at Musim Shalap Pedis, Meula Beili Rav Otsum, the Mile Mile Musim at Musim Shalagaran on it to you. Clearly, if you were to bite into a seed of a plant, the seed tastes terrible. And yet the fruits that grow from it are delicious. So clearly those fruits are much better. Well, how does something so delicious come out of something that tastes so sour, so terrible? So obviously it's the energy that exists in the soil that combines with the potential of the seed that allows this to come out of it. So too, the same is true of the fruits of the earth that come out of the seeds that are planted, that are ke'en garinin, ke'me kishua, me'kai gavna, like squash and similar other things. Va'akoylu me'pedesh ike v'shoyresh chiyos ha'peres, because the main source and the root of the life source of these fruits and vegetables that are coming, nishba mikoyach ha'tzemech sheba'aret, that really most of it comes from the potential of the minerals that are in the earth, that's inclusive of the chiyus of all the fruit. The riot that is what he's saying is true, is that we know that the soil becomes depleted. You can't plant the same crops on the soil year after year. You have to rotate the crops because it usurps all of the energy. So if that's the case, what's the function of the seed? V'hagarinin hazruim ba'aretz, the seeds that are planted, einan ela ke'enis rusa delasata, they are only compared to what we call an arousing force from below, and ikras b'shem alos ma'inukvim b'kisvi arizal, this is referred to as the feminine power in the works of the arizal. That's what the seed is compared to. Next paragraph. So too should we understand, using this mashal, kol ma'ase tzedakah she'osin Yisrael, every act of tzedakah that a Jew does, oylo lemaila bebchinas halois ma'inukvin, it has a huge effect above, along the same lines of these feminine waters, the shoyrish nishmaseim, first and foremost, to the source of the souls who are acting and doing these mitzvahs, these chsadim, lemaila, hanikr b'shem knesses Yisrael, these source neshamas that are called the peoplehood, the source of Klal Yisrael, v'imitato b'loshen hazayir, or if you want to use the Zohar language, it's called the mother below. Or if you want to use the language of the Gemara, it's called Vishchina Beloshna Gemara. He gives you three different choices. Haklula mikol midos v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is inclusive of all the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyuchedes b'en b'tachlis. And it is unified. These neshamis are completely unified with the midos of Hashem in the most extreme way. V'reishisan, the first mid that we know, is midos HaChesed. So now, here's what takes place. So when a Jew does an act of chesed, is vayidei alozu, when a person elevates this midas achesed, mis'oyre chesed Hashem mamish, he awakens above Hashem's chesed. Shehu gilui oyre yizbarach, there is no greater chesed than HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing His infinite energy, leireid, to come down to this world, ulaheir lemata, to illuminate here below, the nishmas Yisrael, to our neshamas, bibchines gilui rav ve'otzom, in a most incredible way, b'shas ha'tvila, during davening. Al kaponim, at least during davening. Ah, you're going to ask, how can that be? Ki av shalikdulosa yein cheker. We know that Hashem's greatness has no limits. That nothing else has any standing. If that's the case, how can it possibly affect a lowly being in this world? It's a stirum in Ayubay. It's a contradiction. It's an inherent contradiction. The Iron Seif is going to affect a lowly human being here. I mean, how do you have those two things? That they're contradictory terms. So he says it's not a kasha. Quite the contrary. Chazal tell us that in the place where you find the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shamat, the Beit Zahm HaSenusa, that's where you find this humility. Kimayim Shiyodim, Makom Gevayim, Makom Nomach, like the waters that gather in the lowest of places. So the fact that it's the most intense greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Faket, That's why a Jew is able to experience it in his lowliest of forms. You could say that, except for the fact that he made a condition earlier that a person has to be interested in searching for it and be deserving of it. This is the meaning of the pasuk. Where is the pasuk? He doesn't tell me where the pasuk is.
I got it.
You have the pasuk? Zorach b'choshech or the yisharim chanan v'racham v'tzadik. Yeah, it sounds like it's in Tillim. Okay. So, Kuf Yud Beis. Zorach b'choshech, it illuminates in the darkness a light for those who are yosher. Chanun v'rachom v'tzadik. Here's how he dashes the pasuk. Da'yideisha adum chanan v'rachom v'tzadik. If we will act in compassion and in mercy and with tzedakah, tzedakah is ahev, we're going to love tzedakah is goyrim, that will be the cause la'or Hashem to the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyizrach, that it should shine l'nishmosai into the person's neshama hamaluveshes begufay, that is contained in his body, ha'imid b'choshech, that's standing and dwelling in the darkness. Shul mashchet dechavi, as we know, this is the body that's occupied by the poison of the nachash. Nonetheless, that's where this light is able to access. V'zenikri b'shem Yeshua. That's why we said zireyat tzedakos. A person who plants tzedakah matzmiach Yeshuas. It will grow into Yeshuas. Meaning, kadishab chachashaycha l'nahira. When we transform the darkness of our bodies, and we're able to illuminate the body with light, that's the greatest Yeshua. V'zeu matzmiach Yeshuas. That's what we say in davening, that it is the cause. The giving of tzedakah is the cause of the Matzmiach Yeshua. She Yeshua zu, this salvation of transformation of darkness into light. Tzemechas, it is an outgrowth. Mizrias ha-tzedaka, from the planting of tzedaka, shezoirim ba'aretz al-yonah, that we plant in the Eretz upstairs. Eretz chefetz hi-ashchina, that's what he said earlier, that the first ripple effect of our tzedakah is to the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael, Shenikras Kain, al shem shemislabeshes b'tachtoinim l'achyosam. It is the fact that it's called the Shechina dwells among us, because it is the force that is embodied in us to give us our life. K'meshiksev, like the pasuk says in Ashrei, Malchus Chamalchus Kalei Lomim. That's where Hashem's Malchus is. Now he adds to that, ubeprat minaprat. The same is true of all tzedakah, but especially so, kishezorim baratzeinu akdosha, when the planting takes place in Eretz Yisrael atachtoina, here in the land of Israel, hamechuvenes kenegda mamish, which is immediately opposite the Eretz Elyona, this place above. For sure, here Shazria Nikletes Tekev Umiyad Beretz Elyona is immediately absorbed in the Eretz upstairs. B'lisho Menia V'ikov, without any withholding, without any barriers. Ba'olam Me'acha She'en Shum Davar Choitzitz U'Mafsik Klal, because there are no barriers whatsoever. Bein Arotzes Achayim, between the lands of the living, meaning Eretz Yisrael and the land of the living above. Because Eretz Yisrael is the gate to heaven. Masha'enkin b'chutz l'aretz, where the possibility exists that barriers might prevent it from immediately taking root. V'day l'mevin, and enough has been said for those who understand. So this is why there's a custom in Klal Yisrael that before davening, person gives money to tzedakah, gives money prefrat to aniyim, so that we can arouse this heavenly mercy, so that this ayr, much greater than even the schar in oylam haba, a person has access to during davening, should they desire to have that illumination affect their lives during the time that they're davening. All right.
So is it the same as that there's a